Back to the Albert Bartlett. You won it on Bobsworth a couple of seasons ago. You're right, a progressive mare, Utopi de Bourdes. She's 2 from 2 with Nicky. She's done an awful lot of racing in France prior to going to Nicky.
Yeah, she...
17 times I counted.
Yeah, she's done a good, but she won a Grade 1 novice chase there last season, or during this season. She beat Fago, who's a good horse. And she's a small filly, so to win a Grade 1 chase around a tie was a fair achievement for her. She stays really well. I think she'd appreciate better ground. She's been running on very soft ground, and she does cope with it really well, but I think she'll appreciate better ground because she's not overly big, as I say. But it's a very hot race, and, you know, that just gives credit to the race. For me, at Fisher's Cross is the one to beat. He's got course form. He's progressed up through handicaps. He's jumps really well now. Ballycasey.
There's a lot of talk about this.
Yeah,
fella.
People have been raving about Ballycasey, but, you know, what he won in Turles is nowhere near good enough to win this race. So you're taking a lot on trust. At Fisher's Cross, for me, will be the one to beat.
And in races like this, how important is the mare's allowance?
Oh, massive. Well, it's £7. It's a massive turnaround if you have a good filly. If she's worthy, or if she's up to a similar rating to the fancied geldings, and you're getting £7 off them, it is a massive pull. So that's probably what makes you all the sweeter on this filly.